Good morning, everyone. So this is called a quick unplanned live. So no, it's not going to be on your calendar. I'm just out for a morning walk and I've been learning some new things and thought, you know what? I think I just want to go live. I think I just want to share. If you make comments, I'm probably not going to be able to read them. As you can tell, the sun is straight dope in my eyes. And I don't have my glasses on, so seeing comments is going to be like a real bitch. I might be able to try, but as you can tell, like to even look to see if somebody did it, I have to telescope that arm pretty far out. So here's what I want to talk about. So if you don't know, there is a new app called Clubhouse. Brand new, only for iPhone users. It's invite only. I'm just hanging out over there and listening to lots of really interesting speakers that I've never been exposed to. And I happen to be able to often what they call get on stage with them, which means this is an audio only app. It's just people talking. There's no video. So you can look as hanky as you want when you're doing one. So a lot of times in the mornings, I'm getting up and I'm joining rooms that are interesting to me so I can learn and always take notes and stuff. So I was doing that and I happened to get pulled on stage with a room of people who were talking self-care. And I took two pages of notes of just really good things about self-care. And then I was also a speaker. So if you happen to be on that app, make sure you are following me. I'm at Corinne, Corinne, Crabtree, Crabtree. If you follow me and you turn on the bell, you'll always be notified if I happen to be pulled on stage while I'm happen to be listening to a Clubhouse. But I like to share with you guys, because the thing about Clubhouse is there's no recordings. It's live interaction. So it doesn't ever get recorded. It's not going to be stored anywhere for them and all that kind of stuff. So when I'm just, you know, doing my own thing, unless I write stuff down and share it with you, you know, it's just aha's for Corinne. So I took notes last night and there were three self-care things that I wanted to share with all of you, which I am going to have to turn around real quick. Hang on. If we got a lot of rain and my path that I normally walk on is flooded in several different areas. So I'm basically walking back and forth trying to figure out a way to walk. So let me tell you about the three things. Number one was there was a guy there named Spencer. He kept talking about the concept of forest bathing. I don't know if you guys remember about two or three years ago, we had a camp. There was about 150 of us at it. This is back when our camps were really small. And we weren't recording. That was before we had cameras and stuff. Somebody was talking about forest bathing. And on the stage, I just looked so confused. And I finally just said, okay, I don't understand the concept of forest bathing. Like, are you out going every day in nature and taking a bath in a creek? We all just had a big laugh because I'm such a Southern and I take everything so literally. She was like, no. She was like, the forest bathing is where you just basically you go out in nature and you experience nature in its raw form. I think some people take their shoes off, all that kind of stuff. So tip number one, especially during this time of year, y'all, for all of us who suffer with depression, try to get outside for a little bit each day. Even if you can't do it every day, start with what you can. So what I've been doing is every day that it's nice enough to go outside, I am going out and doing a long walk. I am not getting on my Peloton. I am not getting on my treadmill. I'm not doing my normal workouts. I just think that a lot of times when it comes to exercise, sometimes we are beating ourselves up in the gym. If you're an exerciser, all for the sake of weight loss and, you know, toning and stuff. And what we forget is that exercise isn't just about the like aesthetic and stuff. It's also about your mental health. And I need vitamin D. I need fresh air. I need to just be outside sometimes just to clear my physiological junk out. So my first tip that I really got out of yesterday, because so many people mentioned it, was trying to get outside during this time of year, even if it means only scheduling, like I'm going out for 5 minutes, I'm just going to walk the driveway and back. And I think that this is even more important during the coronavirus time where we're all so pent up. Our bodies are craving that, just some connection. So I think even just connecting back to nature and getting outside is helpful. All right, so that's tip number one. Tip number two actually came from one of your own No BS women. Shanna came into the group. I told her she needed to go back to y'all. She needed to create a post because she had a self-care nugget that I was like, drop the mic. I'm totally stealing this one. So if she's here, applaud Shanna. If she posted about it, awesome. I didn't get a chance to check before I came in. But every single day I was talking about the concept of, you know, self-care and losing weight and stuff. It's all about who we ultimately want to be. And when we are really tied to, this is how I want to feel at the end of the day, we avoid setting up our weight loss in a way that's punitive, restrictive, and damaging to our future self. And so as we were talking about it, and I kept talking about the power of journaling in terms of self-care on cleaning out your neurological junk every morning and whatnot, Shanna busts up like the Kool-Aid man. She's like, here's what I do, Corinne. I use your planner. And every single day she writes, be, do, feel. Today, here's who I want to be. So she's tying to her future self. Today, here's one thing I'm going to be doing that gets me a little bit closer to my future self. And today, the way that I'm going to feel about myself is. So she's doing a be, do, feel every day, or a be, do, feel. And I just thought that was so smart because I talk to you guys all the time about the value of enjoying the process. I talk to you about making sure that the little things that you do each day when it comes to your weight loss, that you're tying it to that journey, because a lot of you suffer from thinking it's going to take too long. When you're really focused on identifying the little actions you're taking, it helps hack your brain to think it won't take as long as you think, because your brain is now focused on you being in action to get it done. So that was tip number two. And then tip number three was, a lady came up and we were talking about, there were some men on the panel. Now, y'all, I don't have anything against the dudes, but the dudes were very just all about, do this, do that, do this, do that. And we were talking about how self-care, it, like, what you do for self-care is never as important as to how you think about yourself. Because I watch plenty of women try to take baths and, you know, light candles and do a lot of self-care things, like manicures and stuff. But then when they're there, they're pulled into guilt. They feel like they're selfish. They have all this shitty thinking going on. And because the guys aren't No BS women, they don't really understand think, feel, do. They just want to tell us a bunch of shit to do for ourselves and be like, I don't understand why you're not happy if you're doing this stuff. So I was just like, the first line of defense and the ultimate self-care is always listening to how you talk to yourself all day long and figuring out how to talk to yourself more like a badass. How, like, another woman came up, I think her name was Talu. She talked about how she makes sure that she is over-celebrating the little things that she does for herself. She does not allow herself raggedy-ass thinking. She's always looking for those lush moments. What could I be talking to myself? How could I reward myself mentally for this moment? This is important because a lot of you really suffer with taking care of yourself and it being, like, it just feels like it's running up against a brick wall. And that is because unconsciously, somewhere deep down, you're believing that when you do you, someone else is hurting. Or that when you do you, something else must be suffering. That is just a thought. And that is why it's so important for you guys to unwind that stuff. Because if you're trying to practice self-care and you feel like someone is getting hurt or something is not getting done, if you keep thinking that, you will always avoid self-care because it will trigger you to feel bad. So you have to redefine what self-care means. It's like, how do you start thinking about, and this is what I would encourage you to journal on, when I'm doing whatever it is you're doing, how does that actually help my family? Who benefits from me doing this? Allowing yourself to think about that stuff. When you're doing something, you think something is not getting done. Like challenging yourself, like, how is this going to help me get that done better and faster? You have to change the narrative. You have to let your brain start seeing self-care is more than just a painful experience or stealing from people. And that takes an unwinding. That takes you journaling and stuff. Now, in the month of March, we're going to have a deep dive journaling course where we are going to talk all things about redefining how you think through your journaling, how to do it in a way that's encouraging to you, how do you unwind some thinking and that kind of stuff. So that will be coming out in March. But for now, that is what you can do. All right. I'm going to keep this one short. I'm not even going to answer questions just because I know Mary Jo. I saw Mary Jo flash in here. I talked a little bit about that Clubhouse app. If you have questions, she'll answer those. This is the other thing, though. If you don't have, if you're on an Android device and you're never going to be able to get on Clubhouse for, well, not never. They're going to open it up to Droid one day. But right now, it's just iPhone. They got to conquer iPhone before they can conquer Droid. Don't worry. There's nothing happening over there that you're missing out on. I do go live there sometimes, but what I want to be able to do is take the best things that I'm learning, the best thing, if I get pulled on stage and they ask me to teach a moment, I'm taking the best of what I'm going to curate, and I will be dropping it into future lives, future coaching calls that I'm doing. You're not going to miss anything. But if you do just like hanging out with me and you have the spare time and you're like, oh, I see Corinne's on Clubhouse, jump on. If you put in your bio, hashtag NoBSWoman, then as I'm going through and talking, I'll be able to see my NoBSWomen and start following you. And as I follow you, that means you might even get a chance to ask a live question if you want to, or just chill out and hang out. Clubhouse is just fun. This is not the place where you're going to lose your weight in Clubhouse. You're going to lose your weight right here in NoBS because I'm only going to give you absolutely what you need. All right. You guys will just have a good day. Figure out one thing that I just taught and say like, because this is what I watch you guys do. You listen to a lot of fucking content and you don't put anything into action. So take one thing that I talked about today, put it on your calendar and commit to say, okay, this is when I'm going to try it. This is when I'm going to do this one thing. Okay. All right. You guys have a good one. Bye-bye.